Liberians appear cautiously optimistic of a peaceful future following the signing of a peace deal between rebel and government representatives in Ghana on Monday. The news of a peace agreement that has secured a power-sharing deal between the two main rebel groups and the Liberian government is being met with cautious optimism in the capital, Monrovia. But the problem, says Liberian journalist Winston Monbo, is that people don't trust all sides to stick to the deal without continued international pressure.
Given previous experiences, people don't really think that this agreement is going to be sincerely implemented by those who sign it. However, they hold a view that with the West African peacekeepers by the United States, the parties will be made to live by the terms of the agreement.
However, the U.S. government says the U.S. Marines currently supporting the West African peacekeepers in Liberia will be withdrawn from the country by October 1st. Meanwhile, Monrovians have other pressing matters to occupy them. Although humanitarian aid is reaching the port at Monrovia, little of the food supplies are reaching the people, and until the security situation is improved, food distribution may continue to be hampered. According to Mr. Monbo, displaced Liberians who took shelter from the fighting in the capital will not be returning to their village homes until there is a peacekeeping presence.
There are some isolated cases of harassment and intimidation from armed men on both sides, the government and the rebels. So people are not still comfortable. People still are in the displaced camps.
There are many challenges ahead for Liberia, which has been battered by 14 years of civil war. This once prosperous African nation is in economic ruin, and hungry Liberians are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. The country is also awash with guns, and many of the child soldiers that were forcibly brought to the front to fight have known nothing other than conflict. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.